Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:07 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. May have to repeat it again, but I'll say it now for the folks that are present. We have a very, very long agenda. Bid package is about 300 and some pages long. And if we're going to get through this evening, I'm going to have to require that everyone relates your comments or questions to the particular item at hand. We are not going to be able to start segueing off into other areas because we'll never get through this bid package. So we're going to start out with item 2018-060, found on page 1. Christy?
Good evening. Department's requesting to increase the cap on the award, $25,000 for a total of $280,000 for the two-year period. This bid expires on September 7th.
So, Christian, this evening, it's not just you. You just happen to be the first one up to the podium, but we have a significant amount of departments that are coming to us for bid renewals or extensions or a new bid, and we're still not following the 60-day requirement. This tire thing, it said it expires in September 7th, 2019. So why are we so late coming to us?
This is actually an alteration to contract. It's not for a new bid award.
Okay.
This is to alter the contract that's currently in place that expires on September 7th. We've run out of funds, and we are requesting more. I had come to the council in the second meeting in June and asked for $40,000. We got $25,000. We've expended that, so we are looking to increase the cap again.
And how much do you have left in that account now?
In 65.
In the 25 that we gave you.
I don't have any left.
You what?
We don't have any left.
You don't have any left?
No.
And do you have invoices for the 25 that we have awarded in June? Do you have all the invoices for those?
I do. I do have outstanding invoices in the amount of $7,962.94. If the $25,000 was granted this evening, that would leave us with a balance of $17,037.06. To get us through the end of the bid period.
But how much did we extend the bid in June?
$25,000.
So you said you've gone through the
$25,000. Yes.
That's what I'm asking you for on invoices, not $7,000 you just referred to. I'm asking, do you have a copy of the invoices for the $25,000
that we expended?
Approved in
June? Yes, absolutely.
June. You
with
do.
Me? I don't have them with me. I do have them, though.
And if this were to be extended $25,000, that brings your cap up to $255,000. Is that correct? Actually, $280,000, right?
$280,000, yes. $280,000. It was a two-year bid.
And what did we spend in the last bid?
The last two
previous years combined.
I know that the allocation in that line item specifically every year has been funded levelly at $125,000. So this is a two-year bid. We always ask for $250,000 for a two-year period. We haven't exceeded that until this contract.
So with that statement that you haven't exceeded it until now, I'm looking at the Munis report as of I believe this was as of today. And what it shows is the original budget of $125,000. And then it shows a transfer in of $20,303 for a revised budget of $145,303. And you have available $1,676. So, in fact, you have expended over what the original budget was, because there was a transfer in of $20,303. Can you explain that transfer?
For fiscal year 20?
Fiscal year 2019.
There was probably a carryover from an open purchase order that was carried forward.
There was a transfer in of
We didn't
monies.
Transfer funds in. It was probably a carry forward from a purchase order that was open from the previous fiscal year that needed to be, that wasn't yet closed.
I don't understand. If you have a carryover of a purchase order, that means it's an expenditure, right?
For the previous fiscal year, though. But it was still open.
Look, Pat, have, no, wait a minute. Brian, I just saw Brian walk in. Will you come down, please, Brian? Brian, if you could just come up to the table first. I'm going to have you take a look at this because I'm going to ask you to explain this. So this is the item we're talking about right now. The budget, original budget, $125,000, a transfer in, $20,303. Christy just said that this was a purchase order transferred in. My understanding is this is typically monies transferred in. And giving a revised budget of $145,303. So the question is, what is this $20,303 and am I correct when I say the budget actually was $145,303? That's what I'm looking for you to explain to the mic, please.
I'm sorry, too. I just walked in. What bid is what bid are we on?
I'm sorry. 2018-060, okay. And it's account 65318.
Thank you. In terms of the transfer, there's a few different things that could hit that account, the transfer in or transfer out. Each department has the ability within a fiscal year to move funds from one account to another within their department. So you could move funds from one account X to another account Y within their department. That's one transfer that could occur. The other being, which is getting discussed now, is if you had open purchase orders from the prior fiscal year, those funds will be carried forward, and that's a transfer in for those funds in that account.
But where'd the money come from? If it was a purchase order, so in this case, as Christy said, there was purchase orders, open purchase orders from apparently 2018?
Yes.
So open purchase orders from 2018 that were not paid, that did not show up in the budget for 2018, is that correct, for the end of the year budget report?
2018, they would have still been showing as an encumbrance at that point.
As an encumbrance?
Yes. Then the encumbrance would be closed in 18 and opened in 19. The funds would be carried forward for that encumbrance because it hadn't come in yet. Or
so
the services hadn't been performed yet.
In this case, we're saying that purchase orders in the amount of $20,303 was put into fiscal year 2019.
Yes.
That's the purchase orders.
Yes.
Who approved the money for them? Where's the money?
They were previously approved in 18. And the either the services or the goods had not been received yet.
Okay. But the money was already there.
It was previously approved in 18 and it hadn't been completed. That's why it was carried forward.
So it's essentially the same. It's cash and purchase order. One is the same as the other.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is reflecting in the fiscal year 2019.
Yes.
So that means the fiscal year 2018 should have been $20,000 less, right?
At that point, the purchase order would have been closed and it would have released the purchase order in 18 and moved forward in 19.
Okay, so I'm looking at fiscal year 2018.
I'm sorry, 18?
Right now, I'm looking at fiscal year 2018 because what you just indicated was that fiscal year budget 2018 should have been $20,000 less because that transferred in 2019, right? So we approved a budget of $125,000.
Okay.
For tires, tire repairs and recapping. And at the end of 2018, there were $20,303 worth of purchase orders that had the money, which was part of the $125,000.
Correct.
But it hadn't been paid.
Correct.
So the money in the purchase orders were transferred in fiscal year 2019. So why wasn't fiscal year 2018 reduced by $20,303?
Now, when you say reduced, budgetary basis, I'm sorry, I'm not following on reduced.
So fiscal year 2018, the
yes.
budget, the original budget was $125,000.
Yes.
We had no transfers in, no transfers out. We had a revised budget of $125,000.
Mm-hmm.
We had the actual budget at the end of the year, the actual budget, I assume that would have been in the budget that was posted on the city website, et cetera, right?
Okay.
Shows a balance of $121,836.89.
Okay.
Why doesn't it show $20,303.85?
This is going to get into a long-winded answer, but we're working on budgetary basis, and this is a kind of a gap basis. So, any of the transfers forward, any of the carry forwards, those are funds that get assigned from the fund balance. So, for example, our current fund balance is $27,500,000. Of that, the number everybody goes for is the $22,600,000. That's the unassigned fund balance, in essence, the rainy day fund. We also have the assigned fund balance, which the bulk of that is made up of funds where we'll be using fund balance the following fiscal year in our operating budget, but also a piece of that is for funds that have been designated for carry forwards that have been moved forward. So those have been designated as part of our fund balance. That's where it gets a little convoluted going from budgetary basis to gap basis at that point. So when we close out the fiscal year, we have to close it out on a gap basis, and those funds do stay in 18, but then they get assigned as part of our fund balance to go against these expenses.
So fiscal year 2018, we spent $20,000 less in tires than we budgeted.
Yes.
But yet the budget says that we spent $122,000. So I don't get it.
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. Can I?
Yeah, back to Mike, please. Thank you.
I can't, as I said, there's two ways we could have a transfer in, one being transfer from another account, one being a carry forward. I'm just seeing this for the first time. Was there not a transfer from another account?
I'm kind of getting to that conclusion that it wasn't a purchase order transfer,
It
was a cash transfer
okay.
from another account.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I
mean, unless you have the purchase orders to show me for $20,303.
We did not transfer money into that account for any purchases.
You did not?
No.
Okay. So did the administration transfer
$20,000?
Nobody did?
No.
We don't know how that $20,000.
I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, we don't know how the $20,000 got there.
I can certainly get that for you.
Okay.
I can get the backup to that. But if it's not a transfer from one account to another within the department, it would be via carry forward. And I can certainly get the backup
okay.
to that.
Councilman McAllister?
Brian, this being a two-year bid, since it was a two-year bid, the repairs were still coming in. It was mm-hmm. under the same thing. Does that affect this number? Because it doesn't, you know, if it's a two-year bid, sometimes you don't spend $100,000 in 1 year and exactly $100,000 the next year. You might spend more or less, but if it's under a two-year cap.
This was a two-year bid for $250,000, $125,000 in each year.
Right.
So we got $125,000 in 2018, $125,000 in 2019. That bid expires in September 7, 2019. So this is the two-year bid. Mm-hmm. But it's broken down as you indicated, you know, in 1 year each. Mm-hmm. So the question is, where did the $20,000 come from? And I picked up on this because the testimony was that we haven't exceeded the cap. But we have exceeded the cap in 2019. And that brings the next question, where did $20,303 come from? And right now, we don't have a definitive answer. And I realize that Brian, you know, just kind of walked in the room and I had to bring you up for those questions. And I don't get the difference between what we had in 2018 and a $20,000 transfer in 2019. I don't know where it came from or what it was.
I can get back to you on that, but I do not have that at this time.
Well, I think we need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion. Well, let's just go around the room. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Make a motion to hold until September 4th. Seconded.
We have a motion to hold until September 4th. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excuse me 1 minute.
It's a PCR.
PCR.
Can I give it to you? It's PCR 12019.
excuse me, 1 minute before we move on to the next. Christy, also, if I could ask for a copy of the invoices for the 25,000 of purchases from June. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your indulgence. 2019-044A, printing of letterhead envelopes found on page 6.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ruth.
Nicastro, purchasing. The purchasing division went out to bid for the printing of letterhead envelopes and forms, bid 2019-044. With the council's approval, we awarded it to Copy World. The dates for the award were July 1st, 2018 to June 30th. On July 22nd, I was notified by one of our departments that Copy World couldn't fill their order, so I contacted Copy World and asked them for information regarding them going out of business, something in writing that I could put in the file. You have that in your packages. So with that being said, I'd like to rescind the bid from Copy World.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Ruth, I'm fine with it. I mean, obviously it makes sense. You can't purchase product from someone that's not there. So, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Ruth. Next item, 2019-044B, and that is found on page 10. Go ahead, Ruth. Sure.
So with that action being taken where Copy World is rescinded, I contacted WB Mason. They were the second lowest bidder. I asked them if they would maintain the prices that they originally bid. They said yes. I'd like to go ahead and award bid 2019-044 to the second lowest bidder, being WB Mason, again with expiration date of June 30th, 2020.
And Ruth, if they were the next low bidder, I'm assuming their bid was higher than Copy World. So how is it there's no monies required, no monies requested?
Originally, I had requested $10,000.
Okay.
We've spent $5,900 change.
Okay. So this is an up to $10,000?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's right. For an additional year. I imagine the $10,000 would cover.
Okay. Makes sense. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2019-122, gutter and tube type brooms, found on page 21.
Department's requesting to increase the award by $5,000 for the purchase of main and gutter brooms for the street sweepers, which would bring the cap to $15,000. This bid does not expire until November 27, 2019.
So, Christy, how much is left in that account right now?
We've spent $9,936, so 60.
And what did we use in that account last year?
This comes out of 65,250.
Right.
It's budgeted at $500,000.
No, I'm sorry. What did you use for that particular bid last year?
Oh. Last year, we spent approximately the same. We've done a little bit more sweeping this year. They're just finishing up the schools. They actually have one route left in Ward 5, but they couldn't do it today because today was trash day.
Say what?
They can't go around the barrels in the trash trucks, so they'll be out there this week. But
so we do the parking lot sweeping for the school department?
We do.
Have we always done that?
to my knowledge.
Since you've been here. Does the school department pay us to do that?
No, but we work together.
We work together.
They have you know, personnel. If they have a specialty that we can rely on, you know, so we kind of barter with them.
I see. Okay, I guess that's probably a conversation for another day. And the reason for the increase of 5,000 is because we're doing more street sweeping throughout the city.
Yes, we do it by we actually do it by snowplow route. So
by what, please?
By snowplow routes.
Right.
They completed 52 of the 54 routes, so they just have to finish the last two. And then we also use them if we have an emergency, like a hydraulic spill or something that needs to be cleaned up.
And this street sweeping, is this primarily related to sanding and salting that we do during the winter? Or?
It is for cleanup. Or we're also required by the consent agreement with DEM to do street sweeping for the stormwater management.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions from members of the committee? And this was for November 27, so you're in time there. And for members of the committee and the council, there is adequate funds in that account of 65,220. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2019-210. Found on page 30. And that is State of Rhode Island Telecommunications Services. Good evening, sir. Good afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. I will apologize. As stated before, I missed the 60 days notice to the committee once again. Trying my darndest, but some staffing issues has made it a challenge. Hopefully I was going to get one more in July and I didn't. Sorry about that. This request is under City Ordinance 612 to increase the award amount on bid 2019-210 by $101,673.72. Bringing the total two-year amount for the bid to $196,139.44. The current contract runs from September 1st, 2018 through August 31st, 2019. This request would extend it through the bid through August 31st, 2020. This covers the police and fire radio circuits. We've discussed it before. It's some of the only remaining copper we have in the city. We are actively looking for alternatives to it. Verizon is not interested in continuing it. We would like to have a more cost-effective method of doing it. We just haven't found one yet.
So I'm not getting the math here. This bid started out with $73,000. Then it was increased to last year $94,465. And now you need to go to $101,673. So why did this go up?
The first increase last year.
$21,000.
The first increase we had last year was just me being new. We got a secondary invoice in. When I inquired why we got a second invoice in for fire, they explained to me, oh, that was set up as a separate account. When I did the research on it, it was because originally there was a grant that had covered some of it, and that's why it was separated out and no one ever put it back together. So the increase was that we have now joined the invoices together, so we only get one for the entire amount. because Verizon, this is a very shrinking market, they raise the cost on this on a regular basis to cover their costs, and that's when I was referring to trying to find an alternative. The problem with switching it from copper to an IP-based system is the upfront cost is substantial. I don't have an exact figure, but it's substantial.
So are you suggesting that Verizon is the only carrier out there that can provide us with this service?
I would want to check on that to make sure, but they are one of the few, yes.
But there could be a few.
I would be happy to check on that, yes. To be honest with you, I would rather move off of the copper based and get to something a little more technologically advanced than the old copper radio circuits. That's where we're focusing. I had a meeting with Ocean, who's a carrier for nonprofits, and they are now checking to see if they could make the connection for us in a more cost-effective way. I have not heard back from them yet.
So how much of an increase did Verizon pass on to us this last go-round?
I don't have the exact
figures.
Just
like a 20% increase?
I think between the mid part of last year and this year, yes.
20 some, the numbers I'm running quickly tell me a 20 some, almost 21% yeah. increase.
Yes.
It's pretty wild.
Yes, it is.
And we're at their mercy.
Until we can find a more cost-effective methodology of doing it, yes, we are.
So, is it your feeling that, let me rephrase that. Do you think that it would make sense for us to go out for a bid and see what we get?
I think the most logical course of action would be to find an alternative method that doesn't cost us a lot of upfront cost for capital expenditures and investments, and then go out to bid for that methodology as compared to trying to find another vendor that would provide the copper circuits. That's where I'm focusing my attention.
And this is a service for both police and fire department?
Correct.
So, you heard me a little while ago when we had another department head up here speaking about the renewals on these contracts. And it's becoming, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for any of my colleagues on the council, it's becoming more and more frustrating for me. Every meeting we come to, we're dealing with the same thing. And tonight, we look at these bids, and you just look at them. I've got them highlighted, all the ones. See everything here in pink? All of those are all coming to us that are out of the 60-day ordinance that we passed several years ago before at least four of my colleagues were even on the council. Now, granted, there's a couple in there that are 56-6, but that doesn't preclude you from coming before the council in the 60 days as required by the ordinance that we passed. So, for me, it's becoming very frustrating to just be ignored with what these due dates are. Intentionally or unintentionally, that's not the case. The case is, it's been for at least a little over two and a half years now that the three of us sitting on this finance committee have been saying the same thing. But yet we still come in with the same issues. Any comments from members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
You said in your opening statements that Verizon is going to be getting away from this and you're going to eventually look for a new provider.
the technology is outdated. Mm-hmm. There's no one that's invested.
And Verizon in has zero interest in updating that?
Well, they'd be happy to update it into an IP-based circuit, except we'd have to have the upfront cost that they would charge
right.
us for it. Yes.
So you have said in your opening statements you are looking to search for a new
methodology.
Yes. Okay. The final thing is I will say, case by case, I completely agree with what the chairman said about the time and the moving forward. I will say on record, though, not disputing you, Mr. Chairman, but I know that your department, of all, there were a lot of changes that had to go on. There was a lot of catching up. I know that for the last 2 years, I want to say, Mr. Chairman, we've been holding a certain item about rewiring at the Cooper Building, and definitely items doing with the DBW department and also the MIS. Yes. And that was from the previous director of the department.
Yes, sir.
So we do, I certainly do, and again, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I certainly do understand the challenges. But I would also, secondly, also agree with the chairman that maybe this is something that, you know, understand this is fire and police, this is direct emergency service to our constituents, but this is something also that I would like to see maybe swept away. The final thing is I have a question. You as a department head, going on what the chairman said, how do you know when your contracts are coming up for renewal? Do you have a spreadsheet? Does everyone in the department, every department head, do you guys have a spreadsheet that has a start date, an end date, and a submit by date, an expiration date that gives you those bullet point dates?
Yes, we do. We're supplied with that. I had a methodology in place, but a key member of the team that was intricate into that methodology retired.
Yep.
When I took a look, that's when I had written up all of these. We've also discussed at a technology steering committee meeting some of our needs, and I think we have a pretty good consensus that utilizing a bid package software that we have would certainly help us in a workflow fashion with the reminder dates. Right now it's very manual. I know it's very manual on the purchasing department. A lot of effort goes through there. They do supply us with the sheets. We still use, which you will see at the next meeting, interoffice mail, and things get lost in interoffice mail. And when they do, they get delayed, and it doesn't take a lot to miss a meeting, especially in the summer, when there's only a couple that are available to us. Mm-hmm. So there is a methodology.
Is every department, you think every department is different? If you can't answer that, I don't expect you to.
I couldn't answer that.
But you do have a spreadsheet that you go by,
yes,
that you just took over from the person who retired?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We do have it, and purchasing supplies that to us.
All right, thank you. And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask that question of a couple other departments also.
Sure.
Thank you.
For every department.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Councilman McAllister, any questions? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the community? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion for favorable action. However, I do agree with my colleagues. We really need to stay on top of these contract periods. I understand this is something, the radios for, you know, police and fire, it is necessary, and I appreciate that you have a system in place and you have staffing issues and stuff like that. But this is a very important issue we all agree on here on this council. But for this particular item, I do move favorable action.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Phil. 2019-211. That is found on page 46.
This request is for our cellular service for the city, for all city-supplied cell phones, under City Ordinance 612, to increase the award amount on bid 2019-211 by $102,000, bringing the total for the bid up to $180,000. This request
would extend it through the date of the bid through August 31st, 2020. It's broken down here within the letter of the different cost centers that this gets charged out to for the different cellular services.
So, Phil, once again, it's a bid that is expired September 1st. This employee that you're talking about that retired, I believe this employee retired, middle of July, week of July?
End of June,
yep. Beginning of July. And so it's not even 60 days that this employee has retired. But yet this bid should have been to us by July 1st.
Yep.
And these are big numbers. But I also have other questions because I remember several years ago, and I think it may have even been before some of my colleagues were on this council, but I do remember several years ago, this was a major discussion on the council floor about cell phones and who had them and who didn't have them and who's paying for what and who's using them, who's not using them. It was a major discussion. So one of the questions I have is this is all for cell phones, right?
Correct.
Okay. So how many cell phones do we have in the city?
I'd want to have the numbers in front of me.
Okay.
I want to just guess at that.
How many are being used now?
We do have, I can tell you this as far as cost containment. Number one, I would compliment the fire department. They're going through theirs, both their desk phones, and they're doing an audit on their desk phones now, and they're going to follow it up with a cell phone audit, just to your point. I'm also discussing, should have it within 2 weeks. Our sales service rep from Verizon is actually moving us into a shared pool to try to reduce it, and is going to start producing reports for us that will show utilization by account. Some of these, a very small number, but some of these will show no utilization because they're emergency vehicle phones and tablets. They're plans that just sort of sit off to the side and they're there for emergencies. But other than that, we will be able to see what cell phones are being utilized and go to the cost center managers, the directors of the department, share that with them, and let them make decisions based on that.
When was the last time the city went out for bid for a cell phone service?
It was before my time. I do not know. I know the current contract runs through next year, I believe.
When I run some math on these numbers, based upon some previous numbers, I'm coming up with a cost of about $24,000 more for phones now with this contract than we have in the past, and with what I believe to be less employees. How does that all work?
It would be by the number of cell phones that our cost per cell phone plans have not gone up. So it would just be on the sheer number of devices that are out there. We did have a few that have been adding hotspot capabilities. I would want to get you the exact numbers on that, but that's a small increase in cost. But other than that, the actual plans have remained the same for since I've been here.
How many employees in MIS?
How many employees currently employed or open positions?
Total.
Total, we have two in the PC, so there's four of us, seven altogether.
Yes. And how many of those seven, if you were fully staffed, how many of those seven would have a cell phone?
Six of them.
Six. So why is the cost of the cell phones for MIS for six people $35,455?
MIS historically has covered some of the cost for the devices that go into the emergency vehicles and the police cars for the data plans. Anything that was data was thought to be MIS, and that's how it covers in the cost.
How much are we paying per cell phone for the average employee cell phone?
The average cell phone is about $34.95 a month.
A month?
Yes, sir.
So it's about $400 a year, $450. And you said MIS is subsidizing some of the costs.
We cover the data costs.
You cover the data costs. Yes. Data meaning emails, texts, photos. That I'm computer dummy. So
data plans on tablets in emergency vehicles so that they can communicate with the internet from the cars, from the emergency vehicles. I see the logic in it. Somewhere in the past, they just said that's not really a department telephone cost. That's a data connectivity cost, and that's why it was put into MIS.
And in the fire department, assuming a full complement of 220, I believe it is, firefighters, does every firefighter have a city cell phone?
No.
How many do?
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't want to make sure I was telling you the
chief,
exact numbers.
Deputy Chief, could one of you come to the mic, please? Hi, Chief. So how many members of the fire department have a city-assigned cell phone?
Just 12 of the administrative staff have assigned cell phones.
12 of the administrative?
The staff at headquarters, yep. Every single emergency vehicle has not only a cell phone, but has a data plan also. So there's a data plan that runs their tablets that connects to our dispatch system, but there's a cell phone because the Department of Health requires they have to be able to contact the hospital on an EMS run.
Yeah, I understand that. So what I understand is right now you're telling us that we have 12 members of the fire department to have a city-provided cell phone.
Correct.
We have the director of MIS telling us that in the MIS budget of $35,455, that covers your data service that you just mentioned a minute ago, as well as the police department, correct?
I do not have a breakdown on which data plans. I know the police department, because I asked the same question when I got here, why our cost was so high, and that's when I was told all the police vehicles, the data plan there. I do not know. About half and half, I guess.
Half what?
About half of our data plans are on the fire department side right now, and I believe when Phil took over, he started to migrate our data plans directly to the fire department, but some of the plans that were from the previous MIS director are still on theirs. So we're starting that process in the audit, we're starting to migrate those over.
But right now, we don't know. We're saying about half. We don't know. Phil's not sure his end what is going between the police and fire.
Yeah, I just audited it. It's mm-hmm. about half of them. There's about 30 data plans that we have, and I believe there was 14 or 15 of them that we are paying for currently in our budget.
So we have 12 phones that are roughly $400 a piece. So that comes up to $4,800, say $5,000 for the fire department. What you're asking for is $15,000. So you're telling me that your data plan is running about $800 a month for just half of the data plan. So our data plan is $1,600 a month for just the fire department. Is that what we're saying?
So we pay for about 15 or 16 data plans, but we also pay for a phone for every single first line piece of apparatus that's out there, and there's 20 of them. So we pay for 20 additional phone lines in top of that 12 administrative staff, and then the data plans on top of it. They need a physical voice phone also.
So this is more than just cell phones we're talking about?
This is, yeah, it's cell phone and data plans combined for us, at least.
And the anyone here from the sewer authority? No. Phil, could you come back to the mic, please? Thank you, Chief. So the sewer authority, it's interesting to note that the sewer authority has a higher budget for cell phones, data this, data that, whatever. I have half, you have half. The sewer authority is one-third more than DPW. How does that come about?
Sewer Authority offers up tablets, I believe, for all their field agents that go out. Once again, it just adds up on a cell phone and a data plan.
How many field agents do they have?
I really don't know how many field agents they have, sir.
Christy still here? Christy or Matt, either one. Matt, just identify yourself, please. Identify yourself for the record, please.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick.
Thank you, Matt. So the question is, I'm curious why the Sewer Authority's communication package is one-third higher than yours when you're just a significantly larger department. As a matter of fact, I think your department is larger than police and fire, correct?
Correct.
I think you're larger than the two of those departments combined, correct?
That's true.
Okay. How many phones do you have?
23.
You have 23 phones.
With an annual operating budget of $12,000. We usually spend around $9,400.
And how many of your vehicles have this data communication stuff?
Zero data communication stuff in any vehicle.
And what?
In any vehicle. We don't have anything. Only thing we have is the two-way radios for all of the foremen in their trucks and to report back to my two supervisors, my administrative chief, and myself.
But you have, was it 22 you said?
23 phones. I
23 believe, phones. I had 22 in my mind. 23 phones. Does anyone, whether it be MIS or the various departments, do you have an actual spreadsheet of
yes.
all of these costs and who's getting what and why? So Matt's got a budget over here at 12 grand on his phones, and he's using about 9,500. And he's got 23 phones.
If I could just shed some light on the Sewer Authority. As you know, I worked there for over 10 years. So their data plan, and I'm obviously not speaking for the Sewer Authority, but it's just my assumption.
Appreciate it.
When they go out on the road, they need to have access to all their files. So they need to be connected in, and Phil could explain that way better than me. But I'm sure that that connectivity comes with a usage and a dollar amount. Okay, so that's probably why, although they have less phones than we have, their usage and their rates are probably much higher, because when I was there, I required everybody to carry a smartphone or a regular cell phone and to have a laptop with instant access, because if they had a spill, an SSO or something like that, we needed to retrieve plans instantly to follow the tracking and the blocking and see what was going on. So that's probably the reason for it, for the added data usage.
So, Phil, does this budget here that we're talking about for the phones, does this include, like, the communication lines we have throughout the city?
No.
No. So this is strictly cell phones, data plans, iPads, that stuff.
It's referred, excuse me, it's referred to as cellular service.
Correct.
Whether that cellular service is for voice, text messaging, internet browsing, or application connection.
And are we paying a much higher rate per megabyte, kilobyte, whatever those byte things are that you guys talk so eloquently about that I don't know a whole lot about? Are we paying much higher than, say, like what I pay in my business?
No.
No. So why these numbers are difficult for me to wrap my arms around is because I'm trying to think of, I believe we have like 8 phones. We have 5 data plans. I think 3 are unlimited. We take a gazillion pictures of job sites, et cetera, et cetera. And my bill is like, it's like 2 weeks of yours for the whole year. I don't, these numbers are just mind-boggling to me. And yet we have not gone out for bid in a long time. In the senior center, how many phones do we have in the senior center?
Once again, Councilman, I don't have
We don't know.
If I had the spreadsheet in front of me, I could go down cost center by cost center, but I don't have it.
So this spreadsheet that you have, that would tell us how many phones we have, tell us who has the phone.
Where they're being charged. Actually, Verizon.
Who doesn't have a phone?
That would take a cross-reference to our employee list, yes.
But we're paying for X amount of phones, 100 phones, 200 phones, whatever it is we're paying for.
Yes.
So we know that. We know we're paying for X number of phones, and then we know we're paying for X number of data plans. MIS is paying half. Police and fire are paying their portion.
Each one of the individual costs are provided to us by Verizon in their invoicing. And then Deanna in the Treasury Department will actually go through there and check all the cost centers, see what's been added, if anyone's been taken off of that. Each cost center manager gets to review that and approve it back to her.
And, well, we got a whole pile of accounts here, aren't we, that we're drawing this out of. Would you be able to get us a spreadsheet, a Reader's Digest version? Last time I asked for a bunch of technical stuff like this, I was, I got like 1,000 pages of stuff. I'm not going through 1,000 pages. I want something really simple that will show us how many cell phones we have and how many are being used and what the costs are for these phones, and also what we're paying for data plan. I'd like to just compare that to what we pay outside in the real world.
I'm extremely confident that I can get you everything except for how much they're using them. I haven't seen that report yet, and I don't want to promise it to you without having already seen it, but I can show you how many phones, how many tablet data plans, how many PC cards, and what the cost for each of those and who they're charged to.
But somebody must know how many phones are being. I know if I'm paying for 8 phones and I have one phone not being used, it's in a cabinet, and I know. So somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have a record of how many phones we're paying for that we're not using. I guess that's my point.
I would hope that Verizon certainly knows that. I just don't have access to that right now.
Okay.
And once again, I want to be cautious not to say, yes, I can provide that to you.
But you can get that
for
us.
Until I see it. Everything else, yes.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. Phil, I have a quick question. I'm going to ask the question that every family asks at the kitchen table. Would we save money in the long run if we just canceled it? Like, would the penalty for getting another contract, breaking this contract, would it be $102,000?
I do not know that we have a penalty clause in this. I think some of the new phones carry with it a 12-month contract, so each one of those has a potential. I could go through the listing and see which ones have not been renewed, so they pass their payment plan, basically.
Do you feel that it would be, cost-wise, if you will, to look? I understand what you're saying about the individual phones, but we're looking at an increase from Verizon for 1 year of a contract of $102,000. Am I looking at this wrong? Because that's how I'm seeing it. they're saying we have to, or are you just saying we're going to continue the contract?
We're going to continue.
For $102,000. So therefore, $24,000?
Yeah. It's about $24,000 just added.
With less people.
With less people. But the increase, amount increase, so this is, maybe this is where my disconnect is. I was going, with the amount increase is $102,000. So I'm sorry, could you please?
Increasing the bid that much, yes. We had approval to pay for the first year of that two-year period. This is request for the second piece, second year of that.